In the wake of the Colorado school killings, there's been a frenzy of knee-jerk proposals, fueled not in small part by an obsessive media inundating us supposedly with every detail of the incident and the so-called investigations afterward. No one can look at the grief of the families and be unmoved, though one has to wonder why the major media feels the need to parade that grief in front of the nation twice an hour, or perhaps one doesn't really need to wonder why in the least. I myself have been extremely troubled by the constant reporting on every non-detail of the investigations of whether or not others were involved. It seems clear that the nation needs someone to scapegoat for the crime, and since the two main participants inconveniently eliminated themselves from contention, the effort has focused on the parents, a former girlfriend of one of the killers, and for a short time, three young people who happened to be in the vicinity at the time of the murders at Columbine High School. The media whipped up the flames of a potential conspiracy and egged the public on with pseudo-reporting of what appears to be a non-story. The major media reported that these three young people were under investigation as though there was some substance to why they were being investigated. They apparently had nothing to do with the crime, and their reason for being focused upon was the allegation that they were wearing camouflage clothing. Within an hour after reporting that these three kids were semi-suspects, ABC News was on the air again, stating that the three have been cleared of any involvement. If so, why bother to report the first story at all? It was a non-story in the first place. But in the rush to draw audience and to keep the tension high, reports on allegations and rumors suddenly become news. But more importantly, or at least to me, was the focus put on the former girlfriend. It appears that she bought guns that were later to be used in the Colorado killings, and the drumbeat began. She bought the guns. She bought the guns. She bought the guns. First, let me say that if she bought the guns with the specific knowledge that they would be used in a crime and that she facilitated the commission of that crime by purchasing the guns, she should be prosecuted. However, if she bought the guns with no knowledge of the plan, then to say that somehow she should be held culpable is ludicrous and simply a blatant attempt to have someone to wreak vengeance upon. I also am frankly concerned that there will be an effort to set this woman up to be the evil temptress vixen that masterminded the whole affair. The situation in Colorado must be explained away somehow, and that would be convenient, not to mention grist for a great TV movie. It's happened before. Regarding the parents, I have no idea as to what kind of caregivers they were for their children, but until we discover that they were involved or somehow criminally negligent, we should be careful of what we want to hold them responsible for. When we begin to walk down the path of "you should have known, and since you didn't, now you'll have to pay," that's a road with huge pitfalls in it and one not easily traversed in reverse. In addition, it's important to note here that while the media brought what seemed to be every detail of the incident into our living rooms, there were glaring omissions in the coverage. Most importantly, that some of the kids at Columbine High School report that the so-called jocks had repeatedly abused students and that they were the ones who labeled a group of misfits the Trenchcoat Mafia. It appears from some reports, most notably in the British press, that the jocks ran roughshod on the students that they didn't like, including physically attacking some of them, and that this type of abuse was a common, if not everyday, occurrence at Columbine. It also appears that this type of abuse was going on for quite some time. No one, to the best of my knowledge, has asked the question, where was the school staff and what were they doing when this abuse was taking place? Because, as a few reports have stated, it appears that perhaps the two killers may have believed that the only way the abuse that was being visited upon themselves and their friends would ever stop would be if they stopped it. Now, I don't know if that's true. What I'd like to know is why the media does not report on every aspect of that part of the story. Perhaps it's because that this would call for something more than easy answers, titillation, and of course then the risk of lower ratings. I'm Mike Thornton, and this is Full Logic Reverse.